Blog Talk Radio.
I told you I'll be back. Despite a slow network speed, I'm getting a lot of packet loss on the networks from the United States, so that means Blog Talk Radio is being very slow to me right now, and I'm trying to get the word out. So anyway, this is going to be part two once again, and I don't know how long it's going to be. I've put it for an hour and a half. That's about as long as a crappy movie, I guess. And so call on in on 787-8230. Call on in, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Call on in. Tell us about your story, black sheep. What made you a black sheep? Was it your life experience? Did your parents not understand you? Did your, you know, what happened? Good morning, welcome to Come On. Come on and share. What would you like to share? You know what I want to share with the world? I don't know if anyone's ever done this. You know what made me a black sheep? Being so utterly disenfranchised of the world. A sense of longing. A sense of wonder. And I wonder, perhaps, just perhaps, if everyone else around there has that feeling. Look at this fucking Blog Talk Radio. Come on, send a message. I want everyone to know about my message. It's as fast as a mule, this fucking thing. God. Ah, oh, finally, it went through. Oh, I'm on air, by the way. If anyone wants to listen, I can't believe I'm actually on air. It's remarkable. I'm on air. Does anyone care that I'm on air? But that's okay. That's okay. We can't expect perfection. We're not after perfection here. We're not after the answers completely. You see, I think everyone has this... No, not everyone. How presumptuous of me. No. How silly of me to think that everyone will feel the same way I do. Everyone has their own different views, their own different experiences. And I want to hear yours. I want to hear your experience. What is your experience? I'm going to just mute out for a while, and you can listen to this audio track while I figure some things out in the background. All right, I'm back. I'm gonna find some articles. I'm gonna go to this website called news.com.au. It's just one of these news sites that has absolute garbage on them. Okay, here is the headlines. Actually, I'm gonna go right to the headlines. I'm gonna see what they say. Okay, this is internet site. It's called news.com.au. This is the front page of their website. In this day of age of injustice, brutality, and you know the story. Here is the front page of a major website. This is a major website too, of this bum rag. Okay, first article, Mr. Popular. The problem with too many friends. This article goes to state, in a nutshell, it turns out there is a limit to the number of Facebook friends you're allowed to have, and this Melbourne guy has reached it. Poor dude. Well, let me say to you, news.com.au, you are a disgrace to journalism. Let's see what else this is. What the modern man desires. Interesting. Think you know what all men want? Ooh. If not, how many boxes you can tick in your online dating profile? Ben Lenzo shares his ideal woman. Well, Ben Lenzo might have a blow-up doll for all I care. Next article. This card trick will blow your mind. If you're ever fascinated by a sleight of hand in a card trick, you'll want to see this. Can you figure out the trick? I don't know. Okay, how's this next article going? How's this next article feel on your lederhosen? I was ready to die and kill. A 28-year-old man who left his banking job to fight in the Middle East has returned home and revealed the reasons why he did it. I was thinking maybe he didn't serve him enough sugar at the Krispy Kremes for his coffee. And then it just goes on and on and on. It's funny, there's actually an article just below the Mr. Popular article, and it says, Circus Elephant Attacks and Kills Man. Apparently an article about someone who has too many friends, a guy who has too many friends, is more important than an article of an elephant killing a man. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, just a touch, a taste of the cream of bullshit. This is on a major local internet website of a local site that has news. This is whatever it is. This website has news, and let's just say they're owned by quite a few media moguls. You wonder why the world is the way it is. And then you wonder why. You truly do. And then you start to think, you know what? This is not surprising. This is not surprising at all. Is it any wonder why we live in a world of insanity? Just go look on any of your local news sites. You know? Your local... And I mean, what I mean the news, I mean those sites that have all the bullshit on them, you know? Fucking hell. Yeah, you wonder how do they, these people, get through journalism school? How do they study to be a journalist? Don't you have to be objective? Isn't being objective a part of being a journalist? To say the news, but, you know, not to, my understanding, forgive me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. I may be a drunk guy on cheap Malo, but I know bullshit journalism from real journalism. Real journalism just says what happened. When it happened, where it happened. It's impartial. It doesn't tilt to the side of the story. It doesn't glorify it or minimize it. It just says what happened, when it happened, where it happened. What happened to journalism? Because journalism, in a way, is the expression of truth. Any journalists out there, call on in. If you're disgruntled by what's happening with your industry, please call on in and share your story on 646-787-8230. Once again, that is 646-787-8230. If you have Skype on the interwebs and you want to call in on this magnificent show of mine and call via your internet connection, you can do that free of charge. I have a link on the thing that if it's, if you're listening to it live, just click on it and you'll come to my show. You just click dial, I don't know, and some magical goblins put your thing together and poof, you're on my show. Come on in, share your story. I mean the real journalists too, not the bullshit ones who write sport columns and then snort coke on a Saturday night. You know, I know, I've known yous, I've seen yous, yes, I've met yous, you know who you are. Call on in, tell us your story. You disgruntled journalists, the ones who wanted to join, become, and report the news and report the truth, and all they found was bullshit. Utter bullshit. Because, oh, guess what? Guess who owns the news and the media? Oh, guess who? You know? Because the news should be about truth. As it is. Not bullcrap. Like what we have now. I mean, really? Justin Bieber is making the news? Ugh. I mean, seriously? Why is this? Why? I mean, you know, this is crap. But then again, you don't need me to tell you that. I need you people right now, any listeners out there, call on in. I'm most desperate to hear your point of view. You don't have to say something amazing. You don't have to say something amazing. You just have to say something that is of you. I'm going to try and find someone right now, and I think I may know someone who may want to join the show. Just leave a list. Cool. Yeah. let's see. No. Okay. Yeah, call on in, it's great, my show is fantastic. Excuse me while I stammer for this awkward part. Okay. Oh, I got it posted. I'm trying to put some new music on. What I'm trying to do awkwardly as possible is upload some new music. So, bear with me while I do that. we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully my music has showed up in here. No, it hasn't. It's very silly crap. Oh, it's okay. How are we all going tonight? Are you enjoying the music? Are you enjoying the hour? Are you enjoying yourselves? All I can say is that I'm waiting for some listeners to come in and share. I mean, it's hard being a radio DJ, you know. You have to continuously share within yourself. And most radio DJs are full of shit, for fuck's sake. Have you heard them? Oh my goodness. They all sound exactly the fucking same. I'm not kidding. Every radio station I hear out there, this is how they all sound to me. I don't know how to make an exaggeration of the truth, which is the truth itself. Here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to La La FM. Bring the latest hits to you. I'm going to bring the latest hits that we're going to go to now to a traffic report brought to you by an overbearingly enthusiastic news reporter going live to you. And then, of course, it goes to a broad live newscaster up in a helicopter 3,000 feet above some shitty city looking upon some traffic jam. And, of course, it's got some distilled sound of a very nasally sounding guy. There's the sound of a helicopter in the background. Ah, it looks pretty shit out there. I can see tight lights all the way to the horizon. And that's what you have every day when you wake up. With your little shitty $30 digital AM radio or whatever you bought from the shop, you have this radio and it wakes you up every day to work. And Jesus Christ, what planet are we fucking living on? What planet are we living on that requires a man to sit here and drink cheap wine and tell the truth on an internet radio show that I don't know who's listening to? Are we this desperate? Are we this desperate? Humanity, can you hear me? Can you hear me out there? I hope you can hear me, because I'm really wanting to hear you. This is not just about me. I'm going to Groundhog Day this whole goddamn show. If nobody calls on in, well, I'll just bring in my characters like usual. Well, you see, that's the point, you know. The point is to have imagination. The point is to have creativity. Creativity is very important. You know why creativity is important? Because without creativity, we would be lost. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We would be lost. We'd be so lost. I'm going to stop bitching about the system for a bit. I'm going to start telling you about myself. I'm going to change the show's pace a little bit. You know, what is the truth? I mean, really, what is the truth? Do you know what the truth is? What is the truth right now of now? Why did we create a system so oppressive in the first place? Why did we go along with it? It's a good question, you know. Why did we go along with a with a system that is so goddamn oppressive. And the question of the matter is, I don't know anymore. And as I am sitting here listening and talking amongst myself, I'm realizing quite a bunch of things. I will get back to you in a moment. We're just having some technical issues right here. Just hold on down. Callers or listeners, call on in on 787-824-8230. That's 646-787-8230. I'm gonna change the subject a bit. You guys aware of David Icke? You love David Icke? Who loves David Icke here? Hands up if you like Mr. Icke and his lizards and his God knows what. Well, he doesn't talk about legal name fraud and all that. Well, system is run by a whole bunch of evil. Let's just keep it as simple as that. It is run by evil of most unimaginative proportions, right? Yeah. Let's go to Mr. David. Let's see what's on David Icke's forum. I'm going to look right now. See what the top thread. Okay. Walmart suddenly closing. Five fully stocked stores. Interesting. Something's going on in Dallas. And the Bilderberg meeting. I don't know, but I find David Icke's site, personally, to be a treasure pot. And also a shithole of complete bullshit. There is so much in David Icke's sight. There's so many rabbit holes. And then you realize, oh my God, just, you know, this is what happens when you let people take over the internet. It's not that I don't believe in things, it's just that some of the theories, and I mean some of the theories out there, are a little bit, I don't know, a little disproven. I don't know, and then anyone who disagrees with them, they're just disinfo. Okay, I'm going to change the subject soon. Tired of conspiracies and tired of the truth movement. Now, what if we talk about, I don't know. Dreams. Do you guys have weird dreams out there? Do you get those dreams that just creep up on you in the middle of the day? The middle of the day. Well, you know, you'll be just doing something and suddenly you remember a dream. As if it just creeps up on you. I do think we as human beings have We have this thing where we are so influenced by our own consciousness. And we don't understand our own consciousness. What is it to be conscious? Conscious of what? What are we conscious of? Our own internal state? Our own internal being? Our own internal, you know, whatever. It is something there. And we catch glimpses of it, almost as if it's like a reflection or a reverberation of something greater, something more. Do you get those dreams? Like you just, for example, you're just sitting on your computer and you're typing away, being, you know, whatever, right? And then you suddenly remember, oh, sure, I remember this dream from last night. It just creeps up on you. What is that shit all about? You know? I personally think there is a lot more going on into humanity than that meets the eye. Beyond the level of us discussing about, got to keep food in my mouth and my bowels cleared of any obstructions, we have a whole system here within our minds, of course, where we don't know, what the fuck we're doing. We don't know. You know what? If no one calls on in, I think this is as much as I can do. As much as a drunk radio DJ goes, this is as much as I can go. And I'm being honest. I've had a whole bottle of wine, and finding subjects to talk about is exhausting. Especially when you're going right up the top of your head. I'm really going at the top of my head here. So if anyone wants to call on in, please call on in. Get the pressure off me. We can discuss and talk. Maybe you have a bottle of wine. Maybe you got a joint and you're smoking it or something. No? No, listen to some goddamn music.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think anyone's calling in right now, so I'm going to end this show a little early. It was lovely having all you non-existent people on, whether they existed in spirit or not. A great night. Ciao, ciao.